Nolte, report says MSNBC will fire homophobe Joy Reid. By John Nolte on January 7, 2022. One of Twitter's blue check marks is reporting that Joy Reid will lose her 7P show in the next round of reshuffling at MSNBC. John Nicosia, a former managing editor at the far-left Mediaite, says a source at Comcast assures him Reid will be gone by spring. Her firing will be blamed on ratings, but the real reason is that she is not only unmanageable, but like disgraced former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo, Reid's Comcast allies have found out she has been less than truthful about past incidents. Nicosia added that like Cuomo and CNN, MSNBC/Comcast will defend her right until the announcement. CNN's Brian Stelter, a far-left conspiracy theorist, immediately ran to Reid's rescue. There's a tweet making the rounds about Joy Reid, claiming she's on the way out at MSNBC, the basement rated, Stelter tweeted. An MSNBC rep is wasting no time in pushing back, it's bogus. You have to love how Stelter chooses to automatically believe MSNBC 100%. Excellent stenography, Tater. You're a regular moro. Well, there is no question Joy Reid's ratings have tanked since the beginning of the year. In February, the readout was attracting some 2.5 million viewers. She is now down to just 1.1 million. She's currently in sixth place among her MSNBC colleagues and in second to last place during MSNBC primetime, behind only the 11th hour, which has no permanent anchor after losing Brian Williams. So it's not hard to see MSNBC looking at Reid as a weak link and, therefore, replaceable. As far as Reid being less than truthful about past incidents, that's probably in reference to the 2018 scandal about the homophobic remarks from 2006 that were discovered all over Reid's shuttered blog. The problem was not so much what she had written more than 10 years before. The problem was that once those posts were made public, Reid lied about them. She claimed her blog had been hacked. She even claims she'd gotten the FBI involved to investigate the hack. The excuse was a bald-faced lie. Of course, everyone knew it was a bald-faced lie. But because Reid doesn't says what the organized left tells her to do and say, her lies were not disqualifying. No one should be fired for something they wrote a dozen years ago. We all change and grow. But Reid's lying occurred in real time in 2018. Everyone knew she was lying, but she was still promoted by MSNBC into a primetime anchor spot because, like CNN, MSNBC has no standards. Something else Reid might not have been truthful about is a more recent allegation about her creating a toxic workplace. What's more, on top of cratering ratings, over the last 3 years, Reid has been an ongoing embarrassment for MSNBC. It's bad enough she's mean-spirited, a racial arsonist, and an ignorant bigot, but she also happens to be an idiot. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.